Coast Radio News for Wednesday, July 14, 2021. I'm George Henry. Oregon residents continue to receive vaccinations, according to the Oregon Health Authority, but rates have diminished significantly in the last month, with average daily rates dipping below 5,000. This comes on the announcement that the Delta variant across the U.S. is taking hold and increasing in numbers, with some areas seeing a 700% increase in cases. Jason Davis with Lane County Public Health said there have been two official cases that have been identified in Lane County, and it's expected that there are other cases here. According to health agencies, the Delta variant spreads more quickly and easier than other variants, and people that are unvaccinated should be very cautious and even continue wearing masks when in public. Lane County reported another 24 cases of COVID-19 yesterday, and the state added 340 new cases, with the biggest jump in Jackson County, which reported 48. Davis says we are far from being rid of the virus, and we can expect more variants down the road. One thing he did say is that the vaccinations do seem to be effective against the more virulent strains that are out there. U.S. health officials are reporting that the majority of new Delta variant cases are coming in those that are unvaccinated. The 4th of July holiday is past, but gasoline prices are still rising. As pandemic restrictions all but disappear, this summer's demand for gasoline is at a record high of 10 million barrels per day, according to AAA Oregon. For the week, the national average for regular is up a penny to $3.15 a gallon. The Oregon average is up to $3.68, up 3 cents from last week. In Florence, prices are fluctuating between $3.49 and $3.78 a gallon. Gasoline prices are expected to rise throughout the summer, according to Marie Dodds with AAA.
The big question I get asked over and over again is, will we see $4 a gallon gas in Oregon? It's not inconceivable that we could reach $4 a gallon. I think at this point, it's probably reasonable to expect that gas prices will climb about another quarter between now and the end of the summer.
Oregon is one of three states where prices have risen week over week. Eight states have a weekly increase of a nickel or more, with Utah rising to the top with a 16-cent increase. The Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program, or LIHEAP, has reported there are scam calls regarding their energy and rent assistance program coming in. Callers say they are receiving texts and calls soliciting the programs. According to the alert, Lane County will never send unsolicited texts or communications to individuals. If you receive one of those, you should call and report it. This Saturday, there are many community events that will be happening, including the Power of Florence and the annual Friends of Florence Vans Fans fundraiser that supports local radiation patients that need to be seen in Eugene for treatment will also be happening. The event will be from 1 to 3 p.m. on Saturday at the Florence Events Center and will offer ice cream parfaits for $5. The bus will also be on hand for tours. Ice cream was donated by BJ's. That's Coast Radio News for Wednesday, July 14th, 2021.